Hello and welcome to the Painting Podcast. I'm Jeremiah Polacek, your pilot on your pathway to become a better painter. Today we're going to be talking about the life and work of Pierre Bonnard. And I will apologize right from the beginning that there's a lot of French names in this episode, and I'm going to murder all of them. So just a reminder, I am not an art historian. I'm a painter, so a lot of this stuff, we'll see. We'll see. You know, hopefully it's accurate. I do my best. So let's jump right into it and delve into the life and work of Pierre Bonnard. He is a French painter known for his vibrant use of color and decorative style. Let's get into this and uncover the story behind his post-impressionist works and explore the influences that shaped his career. Pierre Bonnard was born on October 3rd, 1867, in Fontenay-aux-Roses, a charming town in Hauts-de-Seine, France. His upbringing was filled with artistic inspiration, thanks to his talented mother, Elizabeth Mertzdorf, and his father, Eugene Bonnard, a senior official in the French Ministry of War. Pierre had a keen interest in drawing, watercolors, and literature from an early age, often painting in the gardens of his parents' country home. After completing his education at the prestigious Lycée Louis le Grand and Lycée Charlemagne, Pierre pursued a law degree to fulfill his father's expectations. However, his passion for art could not be contained. While studying law, he attended art classes at the renowned Académie Julien in Paris, where he crossed paths with fellow artists who would become lifelong friends and collaborators. In 1888, Bonnard's artistic journey took a significant turn when he was accepted into l'École des Beaux-Arts. His distinctive style began to emerge, influenced by the works of Paul Gauguin and Japanese artists like Hakusai. Bonnard's paintings started to exhibit the decorative qualities and bold colors that would become his trademark. Bonnard's creative spirit flourished further as he became a founding member of the avant-garde group Les Nabis, alongside artists such as Maurice, Denis, Paul Serruzier, and Gabriel Ibel. He embraced new artistic philosophies. Les Nabis sought to break free from traditional artistic conventions, emphasizing the visual elements and the expressive power of color. Bonnard's personal life was intertwined with his artistic pursuits. From 1893 until her death, he lived with Martha de Méligny, who became his muse and appeared in many of his paintings, often in intimate and domestic scenes. However, Bonnard's romantic journey was marked by tragedy and loss, as he experienced love affairs and the untimely death of his former partner, René Monchatti. As Bonnard's career unfolded, his focus shifted towards decorative art. He ventured into designing furniture, fabrics, and even posters for commercial purposes. He continued to experiment with different mediums, including lithographs, and his works began to gain recognition beyond the art world. The influence of Japanese art played a significant role in shaping Bonnard's unique style. Inspired by Japanese prints and their use of bold patterns and multiple points of view, he incorporated similar elements into his own work. His use of vivid colors and flattened perspectives added a sense of depth and dynamism to his paintings. Throughout the 20th century, Bonnard's artistic journey continued to evolve. He embraced new subjects, explored different artistic movements, and refined his personal style, from nudes and portraits to scenes of everyday life in Paris. His paintings captured the essence of the modern world while retaining his signature decorative touch. And while much of these decorative elements could be traced back to Art Nouveau and these types of things, they can also be traced to Japanese wood prints. And these had become more popular in the 19th and 20th centuries as a wave of fascination with Japanese art swept across Europe. Artists like Bonnard were particularly drawn to the captivating aesthetics and unique techniques found in Japanese prints, known as ukiyo-e. So, let's dive into the similarities and the distinctive qualities that link Bonnard's work to this influential art form. One of the most striking parallels between Bonnard and Japanese prints lies in their shared appreciation for flattened perspectives. In ukiyo-e prints, we often see a deliberate simplification of depth and a preference for two-dimensional compositions. Similarly, Bonnard frequently employed flattened perspectives in his paintings, minimizing the illusion of depth and creating a sense of abstraction. Another key aspect that connects Bonnard and Japanese prints is their bold use of color. Ukiyo-e prints are renowned for their vibrant hues and the deliberate manipulation of color to evoke certain moods and to convey specific messages. Bonnard, too, utilized color as a powerful tool in his art. He employed intense, non-naturalistic colors, often juxtaposing complementary tones to create visual tension and evoke emotional responses. Moreover, the influence of Japanese prints on Bonnard's work can be seen in his mastery of patterns. In ukiyo-e, intricate patterns were meticulously incorporated into the composition, often adorning clothing, interiors, or landscapes. Similarly, Bonnard frequently integrated patterns into his paintings, particularly in his depictions of interior scenes. These patterns serve to enhance the visual interest of the artwork and add a dynamic quality to the overall composition. One defining feature of Japanese prints that heavily influenced Bonnard was the interplay between light and shadow. In ukiyo-e, artists skillfully employed a technique called ukisuna, which involved the use of a light tone to depict shadowed areas. This approach created a sense of luminosity and emphasized the play of light within the composition. Bonnard, too, became captivated by this interplay between light and shadow, and he adopted similar techniques to infuse his paintings with a sense of atmosphere, depth, and visual intrigue. While the influence of Japanese prints on Bonnard's work is undeniable, it is important to note that he transcended mere imitation and developed a distinctive style of his own as well. He absorbed the techniques and aesthetics of ukiyo-e and combined them with his unique artistic sensibilities to create a visual language that was distinctly his own. As Bonnard's career progressed, his exploration of interior scenes and his focus on intimate, domestic moments set him apart from the traditional subjects found in ukiyo-e prints. While ukiyo-e often depicted the fleeting pleasures of the floating world, the world of entertainment and pleasure in Edo period Japan, Bonnard delved into the personal realm, capturing the tender interactions and quiet moments of everyday life. In his interior scenes, Bonnard's compositions exuded a sense of warmth and familiarity, inviting viewers to experience the beauty in the ordinary. His keen observation of light, his harmonious use of color, and his ability to depict the human figure in relation to their surroundings all contributed to the emotional resonance found in his paintings. While exploring Bonnard's connection to Japanese prints, it is essential to highlight the significance of color in his work, particularly in relation to emotion. Bonnard was associated with a group of artists known as the Nabi, who shared a deep interest in the psychological and emotional impact of color. The Nabi, a term derived from the Hebrew word for prophet, sought to create art that transcended mere representation and delved into the realm of personal expression. They believed that color held the power to evoke specific emotions and convey the artist's subjective experience of the world. Bonnard, along with his fellow Nabi, experimented with color in innovative ways. They embraced vibrant, non-naturalistic palettes, employing bold juxtapositions and harmonies to evoke different moods and sensations. They aimed to awaken the viewer's emotions, going beyond the mere depiction of reality. In Bonnard's work, color played a crucial role in creating an intimate and atmospheric ambiance. He carefully selected hues to communicate the essence of a particular moment or scene, emphasizing the subjective experience rather than objective representation. His colors pulsate with life, infusing his paintings with a sense of vitality and emotion. By utilizing intense colors and exploring their interaction within a composition, Bonnard created visual harmonies that resonated with the viewer's emotional sensibilities. Whether it was the vibrant reds or oranges in his still lifes, or the ethereal blues and greens in his landscapes, Bonnard's color choices invited viewers to engage with the painting on an emotional level. Furthermore, Bonnard's use of color extended beyond individual elements within a painting. He employed color to define space and suggest depth, blurring the boundaries between figure and background. This technique allowed him to create a sense of unity and harmony, enveloping the viewer in a captivating visual experience. The Nabi, including Bonnard, believed that art should be a reflection of the artist's inner world, and color served as a direct conduit to convey these emotions. Their exploration of color as a means of expression aligned with the influence of Japanese prints, where color was also used symbolically and emotively. In ukiyo-e prints, certain colors were associated with specific themes or emotions. For example, vibrant reds were often used to depict passion or energy, while soft pastels conveyed tranquility or melancholy. Bonnard absorbed this approach and incorporated it into his own work, imbuing his paintings with a rich emotional palette. As we examine the artistic connection between Bonnard and Japanese prints, we witness a convergence of color as a tool for expressing emotion. Both ukiyo-e prints and Bonnard's paintings showcase a deliberate and conscious use of color to evoke specific feelings within the viewer. He believed that color could communicate emotions more effective than line or form alone. Bonnard, along with his fellow Nabi artists, sought to create artworks that captured the subjective experience of the world, often using vivid, non-naturalistic colors to convey mood and atmosphere. In Bonnard's paintings, we can see his masterful use of color to evoke emotion. He employed a rich and varied palette, often using intense and vibrant hues to heighten the emotional impact of his scenes. Bonnard's colors were not mere representations of reality, but were chosen deliberately to enhance the mood and elicit specific feelings within the viewer. His use of warm, radiant tones could create a sense of intimacy and comfort, while his cool, subdued colors conveyed a certain tranquility or melancholy. Bonnard's contemporaries also explored the emotive potential of color. One notable figure is Edouard Vuillard, a fellow Nabi artist and close friend of Bonnard. Vuillard was renowned for his interior scenes, where he employed a harmonious color palette to evoke a sense of warmth, intimacy, and domesticity. His delicate use of color and pattern captured the atmosphere of everyday life, immersing viewers in a world filled with emotion and personal narratives. Another contemporary of Bonnard was Matisse, who was part of the Fauvist movement. Matisse pushed the boundaries of color, using bolder, more vibrant hues to convey strong emotional responses. His paintings were characterized by their vivid, non-naturalistic colors, creating an intense visual aspect that aimed to evoke emotional reactions in the viewer. Matisse believed that color had the power to directly communicate and evoke the artist's emotions, without relying solely on representational accuracy. Throughout his career, Pierre Bonnard frequently portrayed his wife, Marta, as a subject in his paintings. Marta served as a constant muse and source of inspiration for Bonnard. and their relationship played a significant role in the thematic and emotional aspects of his work. Let's dig in a little bit deeper at some specific paintings relating to Marta and analyze the ways in which Bernard captured their relationship through color, composition, and subject matter. One notable painting that exemplifies Bernard's depiction of Marta is The Open Window, 1921. In this piece, Marta is depicted seated by an open window, surrounded by lush greenery and bathed in soft, dappled light. The painting exudes a sense of tranquility and intimacy, as if the viewer is granted a glimpse into the couple's private world. Bernard's use of warm, earthy tones and the play of light and shadow evoke a quiet, domestic atmosphere, conveying a sense of comfort and serenity. Let's look at another remarkable painting featuring Marta, and that is Nude in the Bath, 1936. In this intimate and sensual piece, Bernard captures Marta in a moment of quiet contemplation as she bathes. The composition is characterized by fluid lines and harmonious colors that blend seamlessly, creating a dreamlike quality. The muted palette, with soft pinks, blues, and creams, contributes to the overall ethereal atmosphere of the painting, enhancing the sense of privacy and vulnerability. Another painting we can look at is The Dining Room in the Country, 1913. This is another significant work where Marta appears as the focal point. In this painting, Marta is seated at a table, engrossed in her own thoughts. The scene is bathed in warm golden light, which intensifies the intimate and domestic ambiance. Bernard's use of rich, contrasting colors, such as the deep reds of the tablecloth and the vibrant blues of the wallpaper, creates a dynamic interplay that adds depth and visual interest to the composition. One fascinating aspect of Bernard's depictions of Marta is the recurring theme of domesticity and the everyday moments shared between them. His paintings often capture seemingly mundane activities, such as dressing, bathing, or dining. However, through his masterful use of color and composition, Bernard elevates these ordinary scenes, imbuing them with a sense of warmth, tenderness, and emotional resonance. It is important to note that while Bernard's portrayal of Marta may seem idyllic and romantic, their relationship was complex and not without its challenges. Marta battled health issues, which impacted their daily life together. Nevertheless, Bernard's paintings of Marta convey a deep sense of love, connection, and devotion, often offering glimpses into the private moments they shared. In addition to the emotional resonance, Bernard's use of color in the portraits of Marta is worth exploring as well. He often employed vibrant, non-naturalistic colors in order to depict her, infusing the paintings with a sense of vitality and energy. And the concepts of vitality and energy were not only relevant to Pierre Bernard, but also to the Fauvist movement, which emerged from around the same time. Both Bernard and the Fauvists sought to inject a sense of vibrancy and dynamism into their paintings, utilizing bold and expressive use of color to convey a heightened sense of vitality and emotional intensity. Pierre Bernard, although not formally associated with the Fauvist movement, shared a similar interest in exploring the emotive potential of color. Like the Fauvists, Bernard used vibrant and non-naturalistic colors to create a heightened sense of energy within his work. However, while the Fauvists often employed bright, arbitrary colors for their own sake, Bernard approached color in a more nuanced and subjective manner. Bernard's use of vivid hues was not simply about capturing the external experience and appearance of his subjects or the surrounding environment, but rather about conveying the internal emotional states and personal experiences. His vibrant palette infused his paintings with a sense of liveliness and emotional intensity, allowing the colors themselves to become vehicles for expressing his inner world and the relationships he depicted. Similarly, the Fauvist movement, led by artists such as Henri Matisse and André Darain, rejected the subdued color palettes and academic conventions of the time. They embraced bold, pure colors, often applied in broad brush strokes, to create a direct and visceral impact on the viewer. Fauvist artists believed that color, in its most vibrant and expressive form, could elicit emotional responses and convey the artist's subjective experience. Fauvist paintings, characterized by their intense and unapologetic use of color, aim to evoke an immediate emotional reaction from the viewers that were looking at them. The colors were liberated from their representational roles, becoming an autonomous language of emotion and expression. This approach challenged traditional notions of color and representation, and placed an emphasis on the artist's individual perception and the power of color to convey personal experiences. Both Bonnard and the Fauvists recognized that color had the ability to transcend mere visual representation and directly engage the viewer's emotions. Their vibrant palettes and energetic brushwork aimed to create an immersive and emotionally charged experience for the viewer, inviting them to connect with the inner world of the artists and the subjects depicted. While Bonnard and the Fauvist shared a common interest in the emotive potential of color, they approached it from very different angles. Bonnard's use of color was more nuanced and integrated within his compositions, often serving to enhance the psychological depth and intimacy of his subjects. On the other hand, the Fauvists celebrated color for its own sake, reveling in its expressive power and its ability to convey raw emotion. Another group of artists operating at the same time were the Impressionists, and they also utilized color to convey raw emotion, but in a very different way. For them, Impressionism was about emphasizing the play of light and color. Artists like Claude Monet, Pissarro, and Degas were at the forefront of this movement, creating vibrant landscapes and scenes of urban life. Bonnard, though not traditionally considered an Impressionist, was influenced by their techniques and shared their fascination with capturing the essence of a moment. Bonnard's early works bear the influence and resemblance of Impressionism, particularly in his landscapes and outdoor scenes. His brushwork became looser, capturing the spontaneous nature of light and its effects on the environment. He embraced the vibrant palette and sought to capture the changing nuances of color that characterized Impressionist works. However, Bonnard soon diverged from the Impressionist path and embarked on his own artistic journey. He focused more on these intimate and domestic spaces, exploring the emotional resonance within the home. While Impressionists depicted bustling cityscapes or idyllic natural scenes, Bonnard really found his inspiration in the mundane moments of daily life. That's why he continued to paint his wife throughout his entire life. So let's think about Bonnard's relationship with some other Impressionist painters and how that evolved over time. Despite his departure from the movement's traditional subject matter, Bonnard maintained connections with artists such as Monet, Pissarro, and Degas. His departure from pure Impressionism allowed him to explore color and composition in different ways. That intrigued his Impressionist peers. Monet, known for his series of paintings depicting the same subject under varying lighting conditions, such as a haystack, recognized Bonnard's innovative use of color. So they exchanged ideas on capturing the nuances of light and the emotional impact that color had on the viewer. Degas and Bonnard first crossed paths in the 1880s, during a period when both artists were exhibiting their works in Paris. Despite their differing approaches, they struck up a friendship that would have a lasting impact on Bonnard's artistic development. Degas, being an established and respected figure in the art world, provided Bonnard with valuable guidance and mentorship. Degas was known for his keen observation and attention to detail. He encouraged Bernard to refine his technical skills and pay close attention to composition and draftsmanship. He emphasized the importance of capturing the essence of a subject through rigorous observation and study. Bernard, in turn, appreciated Degas' expertise and absorbed valuable lessons from their interactions. However, while Degas supported Bernard's talent, their artistic conversations were often marked by a tension between tradition and experimentation. Degas held a more conservative view of art, favoring academic, principled, and maintaining a distance from avant-garde movements of the time. On the other hand, Bernard, influenced by the evolving artistic landscape, sought to push the boundaries of expression and explore new avenues. Despite these differences, Degas recognized the emotional power in Bernard's work. He appreciated Bernard's ability to infuse his paintings with a sense of vitality, capturing these fleeting moments of everyday life. Degas was particularly drawn to Bernard's use of color, which he employed in a subjective and emotive manner. This shared fascination with color and its expressive potential bridged the gap between their artistic philosophies. In their discussions, Degas and Bernard likely explored the possibilities of color as a means to convey emotion and atmosphere. They likely exchanged ideas on the role of light and color in capturing the essence of a scene and its impact on a viewer. These conversations likely helped Bernard further develop his distinctive use of color, leading to the creation of luminous and emotionally charged compositions. So while Degas and Bernard had very differing approaches to art, their relationship was one of mutual respect and influence. Degas provided Bernard with a solid foundation in traditional techniques, while Bernard's fresh perspective and willingness to experiment pushed Degas to appreciate the evolving artistic landscape occurring around him. In conclusion, Bernard's artistic journey and his significant contributions to the world of painting cannot be overstated. As a pivotal figure in the transition from Impressionism to modern art, Bernard's innovative approach to color, composition, and capturing the essence of everyday life has left an indelible mark on the art world. Bernard's use of color was revolutionary. He explored the emotive and expressive qualities of color, using it not merely as a descriptive tool but as a means to evoke emotion and create a sense of vitality in his paintings. His mastery of color harmonies and his ability to capture the effects of light and atmosphere have influenced countless artists throughout the years. Moreover, Bernard's unique vision and his commitment to personal expression set him apart from his contemporaries. His exploration of intimate spaces, such as his home and the domestic scenes featuring his wife, reflected his deep understanding of human connection and the beauty found in everyday moments. His ability to infuse his compositions with a sense of intimacy and emotional resonance resonated with audiences then and continues to this day. Bernard's impact extended beyond his own artistic practice. His friendships and interactions with influential artists like Degas and the Fauvists further enriched his artistic development and contributed to the larger artistic movements of his time. His ability to bridge the gap between traditional and innovation, while staying true to his unique artistic voice, made him a catalyst for change and source of inspiration for future generations of artists. In the broader context of art history, Bernard's legacy lies in his ability to challenge convention and push the boundaries of artistic expression. And that wraps it up for Pierre Bernard. Thanks for listening, and if you're into this sort of thing, please go to oko.academy, and you can look at some courses and classes I've got available in real life at my studio in Prague, Czech Republic, so check that out. And of course, you can always go to painting-course.com to check out the entire class that I have up there for free, and subscribe to me on YouTube. Search for my name, Jeremiah Polacek. And you'll find all the other painting course videos I've made throughout the years that cover all sorts of strange ups and downs That channel is a mess. But it is my channel. So that's it. Thank you for listening, and happy painting.